Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Subscriptions for Authors Summit. This is a really fun session all about branding your subscription with Shelby Lee and Ashling Elizabeth. And it's a really fun session because branding can be sometimes intimidating, but they break it down and they make it not only easy, but also super creative, super fun. So I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. And this is already session number 9 of 12. So we only have 3 more to upload after this. Probably by the time you're listening to this, they've already all been uploaded, which in that case, you can find the transcripts to all the different summit sessions down below. If you want to watch it on YouTube, you could also find it below. We also always appreciate it if folks want to subscribe to our channel. That means a lot. We have over 1,000 subscribers there. And also, if you want to be the next summit, which will be in person on May 6th and 7th in Boston, we'd love to have you there. Our venue is so special. It's Artists for Humanity. It's actually a nonprofit that supports creative teens. And we're going to be in that space, able to share all about how we can grow our community as authors and celebrate as a community together. So we hope to have you there. You'll learn a lot about starting and growing your subscription and just a lot about indie publishing in general. So the link to actually join us in person is down below. We still have early bird tickets available. And if you aren't able to join us in person, we'd also love to see you virtually. Get access for lifetimes to the recordings of the summit. You can find that down below. You can get your virtual ticket as well. So in the meantime, we're going to head into this episode. I hope you all enjoy this one. This is a really special summit session. Welcome, everyone. Now we have a lot of people streaming in. So great to have you all here. This is the link to the remainder of the sessions for the summit. We're at around the 3-quarter mark. When you count the genre meetups in, and then yesterday, and now part of today, we're over 3 quarters in. It's really been a really special weekend, and I'll reflect more on it later, because for now, no time for reflections. We have to get all into branding. And this one I'm really excited for because one, Ashling and Shelby are two incredible people that I've been really lucky to have them be instrumental in our community here, Subscriptions for Authors. You all have showed up to all the office hours you've done for Ream. You've been there for everything and you are our friends. You're part of the family. And I'm so grateful for that. And of course, with that, you both are brilliant and met each other, working together. And branding is both of your superpowers. You have many other superpowers. So you're not limiting yourself, but this one particular superpower is what we're going to be talking about today. Because branding is really important for our subscriptions. I'm sure you've all seen subscription pages, tiers, banner images. There's a lot to think about. And today we're going to be talking all about that. And Shelby Lee and Ashling, they've already been in a few sessions, both respectively, because they're both superstars. But just to give you a deeper introduction on them both, Shelby Lee is a dark romance author. She is an incredible person who's been able to grow her subscription from zero to now making well over $100 a month. And she's still in the early stages of her career. She's been writing and publishing for under a year at this point. She started last September and she's been able to grow her subscription and create just this incredible community. And the branding that you have extends throughout your stories, your tiers, even the physical things you send your readers in the most beautiful way. And then we have Ashling, who you've had like tons of branding experience as well as Shelby. Like Shelby, I should have mentioned, ran a company that was all about branding. And now Ashling, she also as well did branding for coaches in other industries, but has brought her expertise to her own subscription and is now giving her expertise to all of us. Her subscription is beautiful. Her images are incredible. And she's another amazing dark romance author and just really good stuff. You two, I'm going to let you kick it off and get into your presentation. The only thing I want to mention is that you, Shelby, will give you who's credit for, I think have the most viral post ever in the Facebook group, which includes your tier like chart, your tier comparison chart, which was beautiful. I'm sure one of the moderators can post that link in the chat. That just gives you an idea of how brilliant these two women are. So the floor is yours. Thank you everyone for being here. I'm just so excited.
Okay, let's get this started. Okay, can everyone see the... I can't see anything. So can everyone see the slides? Yeah, they're showing up. Brilliant. Cool. Okay, so let's get started. Excuse me while I try and manage the slides and my notes at the same time. So let's get started. Welcome to Branding Your Subscription with Chapter by Chapter Branding. And we hope that by sharing our knowledge and expertise that we will help you get a head start with your own subscription.
Before we really start, we just want to thank Amelia, we want to thank Michael, we want to thank Sean for inviting us to be here and really just allowing us to be part of this whole journey from start to now and being part of the summit.
But we do have some rules ourselves, some house rules. We want you to put down your pens. We don't want you taking notes right now. We just want you to sit and listen. And this is because we have found that when you're trying to process information that you have heard, you're not actually listening to the information that you are hearing. But don't worry, we're happy to share a copy of these slides. And this session, of course, has been recorded. So you can come back after, take notes, and once you've absorbed all the information.
And we'll have time for questions at the end, just like the other presentations. Just make sure to put them in the Q&A box, or at least put a large capitalized question so that they can get moderated at the end. Okay, so introductions. We really just want to share some information about who we are with you today. To begin with, who is Chapter by Chapter Branding?
So Chapter by Chapter Branding is a new branding company that is designed specifically for authors. And more importantly, we're also authors ourselves. So we know what is needed for a successful author brand. We've done it. We've been there.
And if you haven't heard me before, I'm Shelby Lee. I'm a spicy romance author. I write in various shades of darkness. I write books that hurt and heal. And I currently have 4 books published. My 5th comes out soon, but I'm moving to serialization. And I have an ongoing serial story posting and an active subscription. In Chapter by Chapter Branding, my job is to make the words pretty. I take what you write in your copy and I make it attractive. And more importantly, make sure that it is in line with your own brand. And back in 2016, in between major life events, I was able to run a successful graphic design business for direct sellers.
And I am Ashling Elizabeth. I am a dark paranormal romance author of just over 2 years. I have 5 books published, as well as 2 works in progress in my subscription. I'm the one who is responsible for the graphics and the design. I work with our clients to ensure that the look and the themes are unique and authentic to them. And I also ran a successful 6-figure branding company, working with 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs to help them find their brand and attract their true clients, mostly in the spiritual and coaching industry.
Now you know who we are.
Oh, who are you?
Before you can start finding out your true branding, it's good to know why this is important for your actual author career. It all starts with the know and trust factor. But what is it?
So the know and trust factor is a marketing concept that works on the basis that people are more likely to part with their hard-earned cash if they feel like they have a relationship or a connection with the brand in question. But for the know and trust factor to be successful, there is actually a step before this.
That step is you. It is only when you can know yourself, like yourself, and trust yourself that your readers can do the same.
This is why branding is essential.
And it starts with your why. Your why comes down to 2 basic questions. What do you write? What is the genre that you write in? The common themes that you use and the tropes that appear in your work?
And also, why do you write? Why did you pick this genre, or why did it pick you? What is it that excites you about the genre and the tropes? And what is the lesson or the message that you have to share with your words? So just to give you an example of some whys, here are mine and Shelby's. So my why centers around broken women, or women who think they are broken. The reason for this is I see so many people who see themselves as broken, whether it's by past or current traumas or mental, physical or chronic conditions. We often feel that this broken part of ourselves is what defines us and what makes us feel worthless or less than. But it isn't true. All of my main female characters are broken in some way at the beginning of the story. But by the end of the story, they learn just how strong and powerful they really are. I might use supernatural powers as a metaphor for the strength, but I hope to show my readers that no matter how broken they feel, they are still amazingly strong and superhuman.
My why is I do the same. I write broken characters. All of my characters are broken in some way, either from life throwing it at them or them putting themselves in that situation. Most of them have some sort of trauma that I unfortunately relate to, and my readers unfortunately relate to. But my whole goal is to heal my characters, myself, and my readers along the way. Your why is the base of your branding. It sets you apart from other authors in your genre, and it is your anchor to your know and trust factor. It makes you relatable and helps to form that connection with your readers. And this is why your branding is so important.
But what do we mean when we talk about branding? Branding is everywhere. It's in the colors, the graphics, and the images that you use.
It's in the words, the style you write, the voice that you use. It's also in your books, your book covers, your blurbs.
But more importantly, it's in you. It's how you present yourself to the public, and it's how you show yourself to the world.
Your branding is your prequel. It is as important as the first line of your book.
I'm straight. Yes. Sorry. Okay, so branding your subscription is no less important. Most readers choose to read so that they can escape into a fictional world. But when the book is finished, the world ends. Subscriptions give your readers a chance to not only stay in that world, but immerse themselves deeper. Your subscription gives them a base camp, a sense of belonging, a home.
So how do you brand your subscriptions? You want to convey the feeling of the place you're bringing them to, whether it's your genre, you, the author, or even series specific. If you want to make sure that you are setting your readers for the right and familiar feel, even as one of many authors in your genre, your message and your why will be what makes your subscription world different and special. To give an example of how different subscriptions could be when based on branding and your why, here's a look of mine and Aisling's brands. My brand new tagline. Like, I just went through a full rebrand with Aisling. My new brand tagline is books that hurt and heal. Already with this, I'm giving you an insight into what's going to happen when you read one of my books. It doesn't matter how dark it is, this is going to happen either to you, the characters, or it most likely happened to me too. So, and then inside the new branding that Aisling did, because again, she's the pictures person, I'm the words person, themes like freedom from fear and breaking free from the storm, they're evident in the white open spaces. The birds are escaping the darkness through the hurt into the healing white space. And all of this combined gives a sense of strength and victory from painful experiences.
In contrast, my brand sets a different type of mood. My tagline is simple and to the point, but both types of taglines can work to convey the right feel and brand. Both mine and Shelby's taglines clearly say what type of books you will find under our names in very different ways. And the closed-in nature of the dark elements of my brand give a sense of magic and secrets, and the bright colours bring in the many rich worlds and darkness. The golden symbology give a sense of dark luxury and a hidden knowledge. So, as you can see by both brands, are very much on brand with dark romance, but in vastly different unique ways.
When you bring your branding to your subscriptions, it's put to work straight away, and it starts with your header. The first thing that people see when landing on your subscription page is some sort of header image. This is not only true for subscriptions, but also for websites and even social media like a Facebook group or a page. It serves the purpose to tell the reader that they are in the right place. They have found you, and if they're already familiar with your brand, then they will get the sense of security. Even on a new unfamiliar platform, again, it's the know and trust factor at work without even realizing it. And once your reader knows that they've successfully found the right place, it's time to enhance the like experience. This can be achieved by giving them a name. If you have a name for your readers, then you're giving them a place in the world and a sense of belonging. You're telling them that this space is as much theirs as it is yours. Just for example, I called my readers dark and twisted readers from day one. That is who they are, and that's who they are to me, and they've kept up with it. And Aisling calls hers her puzzle pieces.
But how do you decide on the appealing name for your readers or what themes to use in your branding and subscription? You can set the name around your readers themselves, like Shelby does, or you can set it around the key reoccurring elements that are recognizable by your readers, much like I do. Or you could set it around other elements like places in town that your books are actually set in. Just the numbers of the options are endless, but make sure that you make it relatable and recognizable so that your readers find it easier to remember and that it acts as a tool to further immerse them into the world that you are building for them.
Now, if you have successfully enticed your readers this far, the next part they see is your tiers. The order that they will most likely see the information, they'll look at the tier image, the tier name, the tier description, and then the price. But the last two are interchangeable depending on the reader and what information they're looking for.
So the tier names and tier images should carry the look and theme of your branding. This further enhances their sense of belonging, but also gives them a deeper place in your world. By using names for your tiers, you are able to help your reader decide where they even want to be, which tier they want to take. You can use different methods. For example, my tiers are named after different supernatural species in my world, with the most important and desirable being the highest tier. The reader can pick the tier they join based on the species they relate to most or which one they'd want to be. Shelby uses a different method for her tiers. They're set around the level of access to her and her works. The higher the tier, the more special the access. Both methods work really well for adding to the immersion.
Now, you've successfully drawn your reader this far. They'll likely stick around to see what the subscription has to offer, because so far they've just seen the place. They don't know what's going on. They may look at pricing as a factor, but if you've managed to get them to read the tier copy, then you've successfully pulled them into your world and your chance of a new subscription member greatly increased. When you're creating your copy for your tiers, I want you to remember two things. You need an engaging sentence to give them another healthy dose of immersion and belonging, and make sure your benefits are legible and easy to understand so there's no confusion as to what they're getting in each tier.
So a couple of branding basics for you now. Now you know where to focus on the branding for success. Here's a few tips to consider when looking at your brand. Colors. Colors are easily the most recognizable part of your brand. By using a set combination of colors in different ways, you can actually train your readers how to take action with different content. Your brand color combination is called a color palette, and each color serves a purpose in enriching your recognizability. The main color or colors is one that you will be used the most. It'll slightly be the first thing that someone uses to describe your brand. But the main color isn't enough. For example, both Shelby and I have our main color as purple, although it's different shades and tones. But this is where your secondary colors can add enough variance. They can also be used as a tool to separate your content into the different recognizable sections. Now, the next important color is the CTA, or call to action color. This color is used on anything that you want to draw your attention to. It can be used for links, buttons, anything like that you want your reader to click on, so that your readers can tell by sight how to access your product. And eventually they become almost like a subconscious connection to that color to click on it, which is half the work. Finally, you have your base colors, and they act as a base for your rest of your branding. They're normally as close to black and white as possible. This helps with readability, especially on a screen.
Now, the words. As an author, you're already telling your stories, so your subscription should be no different. You're going to tell a story of your subscription and connect it with your world and with you. Things to focus on when you're looking at your subscription and your branding is your is creating section. This is the perfect spot for that tagline, and that tagline can also bring them in. Another thing to do is to look at your information and about section. We all want to fill it in with everything, but this is the almost as important as your cheers at this point. Bring them in, welcome them home. I just did Ashling's copy, and her first line in her about says, welcome home puzzle pieces. And it is the biggest, it calls them right there. So then they might actually read the about, which some readers skip over. So tell a story in your about section. Let them see you, get them used to your voice and your tone, which should be the same across all socials. Whatever you are comfortable and however you're comfortable, bring that over here. And then finally, consistent world building through your words and through your tears. They serve to further bring your readers in. And using terms that they're familiar with from your writing allows them to connect easier and feel special.
Okay, so now that you know how and where to use your branding, and what a few basics are, the next part is creating your own authentic brand. Now, unfortunately, this isn't as easy to do with the time that we have. It can take quite a process, as your branding is as unique as you are. It's not a case of branding to market. For it to truly resonate with your people, it needs to come from you. And after all, it is a version of you. Often your brand is already hidden inside your subconscious, waiting for you to discover it. It's hidden under many layers of social and life conditioning and can take some work to find it on your own.
But fear not, we're not going to leave you to search on your own. We're excited to announce that during the rest of the month of May, we'll be taking you through a very enlightening exercise to discover your true brand. We'll be doing this inside the Subscription for Authors Facebook group. Thank you, Michael, for letting us do it this way. And we hope that you guys join us. I promise the results are nothing short of mind-blowing. Ashling has something amazing in the way that she does this, and it's magical. And we may have something special up our sleeves for one of the most active members during this.
And it's also free. We're not charging for this. We're just doing it for fun.
Just do it. Just show up.
Just show up and do it. Yeah, in this Subscriptions for Authors Facebook group. Okay, so that is how you brand your subscription.
It's time to immerse your readers.
But it doesn't end there. Your journey into the world of author branding is far from over. Another amazing place for your brand to shine and to further enrich your world when you're ready for your readers is merchandise. This can be as easy as stickers in a welcome packet. You can theme them around your branding. Them and your branding around your books, the possibilities are endless. For example, mugs from a diner that your character goes to, or a map of a small town. Now, it's not actually as hard as you might think it is. You can use digital merchandise, like phone wallpapers, or a digital recipe card for your character's favorite meal, or a date that they went on, or anything like that. Print on demand also opens up possibilities even more. It takes away the need to spend money on stock straight away, or even figure out how to store it. And it is just as simple as uploading a design to a website. Obviously, then you have to pay something, but not until people are paying you. And it all starts with your writing. When you're writing your stories, keep your merchandise in mind. Name the nightclub or describe the uniform for people. And serialization offers more chance for the special level of merchandise. So when I was first writing my first book, my readers were commenting in the reader group about a certain character. He was the villain of the book, and one of my readers suggested that he get intimate with a cactus. I loved the reaction from the other readers and actually added that reader and her cactus comment to the story. She was thrilled beyond belief and that it was included, and so were the other readers. And I actually ended up making a design around her cactus concept, and it's now one of the most favorite stickers for my readers.
And the pineapple story has been mentioned, but I have my pineapples. I put pineapples in my brand before I did a rebrand. And with the pineapples, it started with a cute little letter from my story back when it was supposed to be a sweet story. And then it turned into a prank based off of a comment that was made. And Then after the book was published, my readers resonated with the prank and the pineapples more than anything else. There's other things they resonated with, but the pineapple. I consistently get pineapple gifts sent to me. The pineapple pizza comment is a thing that's everywhere. That is part of my brand now. And back when I was doing this, I wasn't serializing. Like, that was my first book. So branding, stickers, all that stuff. Listen to your readers, see what they're connecting with. And then just, you're along for the ride at that point.
Use it.
Yeah, you don't have to serialize in order to do that either. Just use what your readers are shouting from the void.
Yeah. So a final thought about bringing your readers to you. By using the branding of your subscription and hopefully your brand in general in your social media and your other online presence, you will begin to teach your readers how to recognize you in the massive amount of information that they devour through the day. Now, fun fact, did you know that the average person actually scrolls around 300 feet a day on social media? You've got approximately a second, if that, to attract the attention of your readers. By becoming accustomed to your brand, they are more likely to recognize your post and stop scrolling or swiping long enough to take the message. To take in the message that you have for them. And again, as I've mentioned, color is very important. It's the easiest to recognize. You can use this to your advantage on your social media. By color or style coding your posts, your readers can see at a glance what type of posts they are seeing, and also able to give attention to the ones that they want to see, and they will thank you for that time saving as well.
Just want to give a huge shout out. Thank you, Michael, Subscription for Authors, everybody involved in this. We've been super excited. We've been working on this for months and we're putting together something amazing, but we like to say we're more of an extension of Ream and the Subscription for Authors group in general. So thank you for that. And we tried to give plenty of time for questions for you guys. So
fire away.
That was amazing. We'll save, you could definitely give the round of applause now. We'll probably save the full round of applause at the end and we'll hop right in to the questions. But first, I want to just mention to everyone that there's actually a spinoff group of the Subscriptions for Authors. It's totally free. It's just a Facebook group, fellow dark romance authors. It's called Subscribe to the Dark Love. I'm putting it in the chat. But if you're a dark author, if you're not a dark romance author, it might not be for you. But if you are a dark romance author, it's definitely the place for you to join and meet fellow subscription authors. There's also going to be an after party for dark romance authors going on. So
obviously.
Not every dark, it's a after party that those who have energy will go to. But yes, we love seeing communities form off the mother community. I guess Subscriptions for Authors is the mother community. And it's really great to see you all having these spin outs. And we're very happy to support you and just love to see this. So let's get into the questions now. And I just want to make a reminder to everyone that if you have questions about what I know it was a lot of information. You dropped us like a mini branding masterclass, but if there's anything that you'd like them to dive deeper into, areas you'd like them to go over, if there's anything you have that you're thinking through in your branding, we'll even do, if y'all are cool with it, is the first three people who drop a link to their subscription, you guys can give a quick, let's say 60 seconds each, tier review and review their branding.
Just remember, I have no tact. So I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. So
I think that would be fun, a little live tier review. So if you're interested in literally getting feedback right now, put those links in the chat. We'll get to that in 15 minutes. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to just focus on some general questions. Okay, so I already see the first three links. Okay, so if the moderators can save those links, y'all got in the first three. Sorry. It was as meritocratic as we can make it, just the first three. Okay, so let's get into now some of the questions. I figured that'd be fun, right? What is the time frame for signing up for the accelerator class? I'll answer this actually right now because y'all are helping out with it. We are closing like signups on May 31st. I'll put the link in the chat to it. Like I mentioned, I think when I mentioned it before, the Subscriptions for Authors Accelerator is really, if you're serious about starting your subscription, like you want to start your subscription, you want to really grow it. It doesn't matter what stage you're at. You could be just beginning as an author, or you could be an established author who's looking to start subscriptions, or you might have a subscription and want to level it up. This accelerator is perfect for you. And it'll help take you from zero or wherever you're at to hopefully one day becoming a six-figure subscription author. But our ultimate goal during the accelerator is to help you get your first paying subscribers. So there's two aspects to it. The course, which is asynchronous, you can take it anytime. And it's 10 hours of video plus recorded from me and Amelia. And then there's the accelerator. Subscriptions, I think, are all about community. So we wanted to build mini group mentoring sessions between you and a small group of 10-ish to 15 other authors. So that's why we put a time limit on when people can join, because we need to make sure we have coaches in line for that and mentors in line for that. And you all are two of our mentors. I'm one of the mentors. And we'll see if maybe we'll have some more mentors. But if you want to join, we are unfortunately having May 31st, it closes because we have to all be a big cohort together. And that will go on in June and July. So there's two courses in one. There's a lot going on in it. So yes, that's more information about that. I'm happy to answer more questions later, or you could definitely email us. But do you read the books written by your clients? Is a question from Heather.
No, I don't. I personally want to, I feel out my clients. I have a particular, so I've just done this with Shelby and she'll tell you, I have a very particular way of finding your branding. And it's normally, it'd be very often that you have some resistance around your branding. Shelby will tell you she hates white and she hates pink, but they are both extremely important in her branding. And it wasn't until it was shown to her that she saw it. I will read the books if I like them because I love reading, but generally for branding purposes, no, I don't.
Awesome. Okay, so what did you use, Shelby, to make the pretty tier comparison chart? And would you say, do you need one as an author?
So I use Canva, and I'm going to tell you, it took me 4 hours to get the way that I wanted it. And there was lots of cursing. And yeah, but I use Canva. And I wanted the tier comparison chart because I'm the type of person that if you give me all the information at a very quick glance, I can make a better decision. And my readers tend to be a lot like me. So I made it. I sent it in my newsletter. I haven't gotten any new signups since, but I also know the state of the world right now is iffy. So I'm not too concerned about that, but I like having it there and available.
And I've done one as well, but I used Photoshop for mine, but I like to overcomplicate things. So Canva's a better one if you don't know much so much. But yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. I think that's great advice. Then we have another interesting question, which is, out of all the things you mentioned, I really like this question, by the way, Daniel. Out of all the things you mentioned, what would you prioritize as the number one thing to fix your branding? It's a really good one.
I've got one, and I'm pretty sure Ashley would agree with me.
Go on then.
Find out who you are and how you're going to present yourself to the world. That's it.
Yes, your authentic branding is so important. This is where I go on a rant. I'm really sorry. I'll apologize in advance. So many people, especially with working in the coaching industry and even in the author industry, so many people feel that they have to brand like other people so that they're accepted. And that's not how branding magic works. And it is. Branding is magic. It becomes magnetic. So when you brand as you, you are calling your readers subconsciously to you. It is. It's complete magic. There's a reason why I used to call it brand alchemy, because it is. And just by connecting in with your own brand and being able to take that risk, because chances are you will feel it more yourself and it will be that confidence that puts it out there as well. And I get a little bit passionate about that. So.
I love that. I think that's really great. That was a really good question. Like,
it was.
Yeah. More of those. I love questions that are like that, but we have another few awesome questions. So how do you balance the personal brand that matches your personality specifically and the book covers that have to match the market expectations? This is another really good question.
Now, I would say, do they have to match the market expectations? They do to a certain extent, but do they have to? Looking at my book covers, are all, I know you can't see them, maybe I'll put them into the group later, but my book covers are all like bright even though they're dark paranormal romance, they're all bright, they have like symbology all over them and things like that. They totally match my personal brand completely. Again, at the same time, even though she doesn't like white, most of Shelby's book covers are actually white based. So they're not typically on brand, but they're on brand enough that they catch people's eyes. And I remember Shelby telling me how her readers were attracted to her covers because they were different. So I would say, don't worry about taking that risk. You can merge it all in together. And to be fair, if you are writing a certain type of genre, it's part of your personality anyway. Or it should be.
That is true for a lot of authors. That's true. Not for every author, but for a lot of authors, that's true. What would you say, Shelby?
I was going to say with my covers, I made my covers. One, because I can't afford this business, period, outside of my subscription. We took a collateral loan out on a car that we had just paid off just so that I could do this. And the day that my subscription was able to cover my costs of this business was the happiest day of my life. That was success for me because we couldn't afford it otherwise. So I made my covers and I'm stubborn. So there's things about my covers that I don't like, but my readers are in love with them. So now they're asking for hard covers of the same design. And I'm like grumbling because the market expectations, this and that. But here's the beauty of subscriptions. It's you. It's not the market. It's not algorithms. Yes, that means that when you put it on the retailers, it's not going to do so great, whatever. I don't sell a lot of books outside of like my subscription or direct selling, but my readers are attracted to me and I show through my book covers. And again, I'm stubborn, so I stuck with the design. I'll do special editions at some point, but now those readers who are in my subscription are gonna get those special editions and it's not gonna go anywhere else because they've been loyal to me. And so I'm gonna be loyal back for rant, but I'm stubborn and everybody's like, it needs to be to market. That's the beauty of subscriptions. It does not have to be.
That's a really great point, certainly about subscription. I think it's a really important one. Obviously, when you're optimizing for retailers, this is all about really specific subscription branding. Retailers are, it could be, like they mentioned, it could be a bit important to have good covers, but you don't necessarily, there's a law of diminishing returns with everything. Your story is going to be the thing that really makes and separates you as a writer. But we have Michelle who asked, I think, a great question. I don't have the budget to pay someone to do my branding. So do you have any suggestions on how I can do my own? And I would say that just upfront, like most authors do our own branding. You're in the boat that most people are in. So what would be your advice to that?
Okay, so first off, not to advertise, but me and Shelby are running a branding company. Our main aim is to help people. I mean, I like money. I like branding as well. I'm not allowed to charge how much I used to charge for branding because I used to charge a significant amount of money, but we can always try and help people the best we can. But to do the branding on your own, I completely, fully recommend being in the Subscriptions for Authors group in May. By the time we've finished through those exercises with you, you'll know your branding. You'll know how to do it, quite frankly.
It's all about asking yourself the right questions and knowing what to respond. They're being very generous and being able to give us all basically a free masterclass in branding in the Facebook group as a community over the next month. I think that's great. So in terms of branding, this is Erin asking, I'd like a logo designed for me. Is there any suggestions in terms of companies to work with?
Chapter by chapter branding. No, I would look at doing when you're looking at logo companies. So I, even though I'm good with branding and design and things like that, I use a company called Get Covers for my book covers, but I don't recommend them for logos. I think they're a little bit dry. I would honestly look at the type of logos you like. So the easiest way to do that is go on Pinterest and look at author logos, look at logos in general. Go on and have a look and look to see where they're from. Because in a lot of cases, on Pinterest, it's coming from portfolios of branding companies and things like that. So you want to be picking a company that you feel will match your idea of brand easily or better. So.
I love it. No, that's great. And then Anna asked, so I have 3 series. All billionaire steamy romances, or at least from how you formatted your question, I assume that's what you mean. And 9 books between them. I recently paid to redo all my covers. That's a big investment in my backlist, and updated my website using 3 basic colors. Would you recommend redoing covers and the website if my branding isn't right for me? Okay, I understand your question. So you've already made this really big investment into your existing website, your existing covers. And like, what if I go through reflecting, I rewatch this presentation, I go, oh, my branding might not be right for me. Should I toss out everything and start over? Or how do you like go from a brand that might not be yours and do you do a total makeover overnight, or do you do a more iterative process? What would be your advice on that?
Look at my ream page. I haven't touched my covers. Like, I made an omnibus cover recently just because of a project that I'm working on. That's not up there yet because it's secret for the next week. But no, I'm not. I'll redo them eventually. But again, I'm more concerned about branding me. Don't worry about, keep your series branding within the series, but your readers are following you. They're not following your book covers. The book covers, you give them extra. Yeah, they'll take them, but keep you, and your readers will keep following.
And also, depending on how long ago it was, give it a chance. It might, if it works for you, it works for you. One of my favorite quotes, I believe it's Pablo Picasso, I'm not sure, something along the lines of, it's my favorite quote, but I forget it all the time. Learn the rules like a pro so you can forget, so that you can break them, basically. Learn what the rules are. So I'm very big on people learning stuff, so that they can actually break it so that it fits their own idea of things. It's how we have unique thoughts and visions. So if it works for you, if the simple three colors works for you, then run with it, go with it. If you feel like it's your brand, then run with it and go with it. Definite. Thank you, Anna. That's it. Yes. Amazing. So yes. Learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist. I knew it, I just forgot. So
I get into the tier review very soon, but one thing is, you should drop, if you have a link to, just to be able to reach out to y'all if people are interested. We had a question about if you accept clients or not. So you could drop in the chat. And I'll just say up front, like, they are great people. We have Ashley and Shelby here because I trust them. And I've talked to many authors. Like, I've probably done 100 just calls with authors, looking at their subscriptions and helping them, not paid coaching, nothing like that, just talking to people. And I've realized, like, one, I can't take calls with every author ever, of course not. But more than that, there are people who want very specific expertise on things like tier images and covers. So that's what they're doing, can be a very valuable service to some people. But don't at all feel like you need to do that. Like, paying to get like your tier images done or your branding for the background image isn't paying to get a cover done, right? Like, you probably need a professional cover to be successful in the traditional retailer market. You don't necessarily need a professional branding to have a great subscription. You need fans who want to support you. And although branding's a part of that, right? Like, it's all a piece of the puzzle. And one of my biggest recommendations to people is to bootstrap their business. So if you want to invest into something like this as your subscription grows, that can be great. I don't want anyone to feel like we're all here for you no matter what your stage is. And
I agree completely with this. I would happily take on people's clients. I've put the website in. It's just a coming soon page at the moment because we've been working on stuff for this launch and for the presentation. So it's just a coming soon page at the moment, but you're welcome to reach out to us. We have already started taking clients. So you're welcome to reach out to us. We're happy to talk to anyone. I will be completely honest, we've no idea what our pricing is at the moment. So that's what
I was going to say. We both hit major life snags at the same exact time a couple weeks ago in between all of this. So we had to put so many things on hold to get this done. But reach out, hang out in the Subscription for Authors group, especially when we do the...
Yeah, we'll definitely put a lot of information there for you.
Yeah.
And email address, we don't even have an email.
We don't have an email address yet.
But you all need to do that. Put it in the chat, because you don't have... I was looking at that. I was like, the website... You can't see anything. Don't miss out on the opportunity to put an email in the chat.
Yes.
But
I'll sort that out tomorrow.
I was going to say, for everyone, before we like get into the tier reviews, because we're going to do them, I just want to say, I think it's really exciting that you are all like in real time pursuing like a new job in publishing, a new way to help and support authors. To my knowledge, you're the first people who are doing this. And having this like inside view with Ream and Subscriptions for Authors community, like this was something that I knew was needed. I put up a call like in the Facebook group 3 months ago and asked, is this something people would want? It just because I'm not want to do it, but I'm just curious. Is this something I should be thinking about? And people were like, we're interested in it. And I think it's super interesting that as the publishing industry evolves and the creator economy and publishing start to merge, the kind of skill sets that we have as authors, the kind of people we will work with are going to evolve. So I just think that's a cool note for the futurist nerd in me and the person who's always just looking at where things are going. But focusing on the here and now, we have three subscription links that they were dropped in the chat first, and we're going to hop in. And if y'all have them open, do you have them open?
I'm going to go open them now. I haven't opened them yet. I'm too busy talking.
Let's get Shelby then to give feedback on Sib. I believe Sib put hers in. And yep, we can drop Sib's link in the chat right now, just so that we can all go and see it. It's her link to her Patreon. What would be your thoughts on Sib's subscription? I love that we're doing a live tier review. Yay.
Like, this is cool. This is part of why we made it a little bit quicker, other than my nervous rambling.
Mine as well.
I actually realized I haven't done public speaking since like, it's been a while, like years, 10 years. Anyway, so again, Aisling and I, we split this in two. I do the words, she does the images. We're a functioning piece.
Awesome.
Let me see.
Kyrie, in terms of trademarking your author name and series name, just answering that quickly, it's really difficult to trademark a series name. And honestly, there's been authors who've gotten a ton of flack for trying to do that. In terms of your author name, someone else can have your name, right? So if you're trying to protect your name in the book world, it would make it so that if you trademark that, it would be protecting, you might be able to get something for your specific, you imagine it would be like, oh, there could be no other X author name in this subgenre. Meanwhile, there could be someone else born with that name. So I don't think it would get approved. It would probably waste your money and it would not be a good look, I think, in the long run, my opinion. People might have competing views on that. I'm not a lawyer, but that would be my advice as someone who's registered for trademarks before.
Okay. So based off tier copy alone.
This is for Sid Reed. We're all on the same page.
Yes, Sid Reed, sorry. Tier copy alone. It's a little convoluted toward the middle with the professional restraint. I'm trying to find where ongoing early access is. Make it shorter. I'd say, like when you take out filler words, a lot of the times people put a lot of filler words in their tier copy, but then also keep it bulleted and then do a sentence at the top. But make sure all of your benefits are bulleted and the most important parts of your benefits are bolded. So what they're getting, not access, but what story are they writing? Are they getting access to? Now, if you're doing ongoing stories, people are like, eh, but if you tell them exactly what story you're doing, which I think is what you're doing right here, it's, yeah, you have to change it, but people are like, oh, I get this right now. But yeah, professional restraint.
I just share the screen. So that.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the first here. Professional restraint. Is it in the chat? I'm assuming she is still. I just can't see it because it just went full screen on
me. Yeah, sorry, I can't see that also.
Yeah. Yeah, just clean it up a little bit. Cut out filler words, make it quick, easy, bold what they're getting. Not the whole thing. Do not bold a whole line unless it's like signed copies. That's totally fine with bolding, but yeah. And then put a sentence at the bottom, engage them. Tell them why. Your readers will understand the, hold on, I guess I have to read it on my screen because it's easier. I'm almost legally blind, almost.
I'm sticking for this tier review. We got about maybe 30 more seconds. Yeah. Last minute feedback before we head to the next one.
All right. What do you think, Aisling?
I'm just going to say, I love your cover. It definitely pulls your wind straight away. I love the gold. I can almost certainly say that I recognize the font. I love the gold. I love your tier images. I would definitely look at adding a little bit more to it. It is a little bit plain at the moment, but it is a good start, certainly with the cover. So adding maybe a little bit more view to it. I feel like that there isn't any you in here. So that's what I would say, if that makes any sense. I hope it does.
Makes a total sense. And We're going to, for time reasons, go right on to Danielle Forrest, a sci-fi romance author. And y'all are on top of it, sharing her screen. So we'll give it about 3 or 4 minutes. Feedback. Okay. Either of you could jump in.
Ashlyn, you go first. I can read.
Okay, so great. Straight away, I am loving...
Hold on, your audio got...
Audio's...
Am I back?
A little, it's like...
Quiet. Oh, no!
There we go.
Am I back? My computer's breaking on me, I think. It'll live. So I'm loving your header image straight away. It is pulling you in. Your fonts straight away are pulling you in into that sci-fi. We know definitely that you're sci-fi. I'm not seeing as much romance in there. Depending on how much of the balance there is in your books, and are you attracting sci-fi fans or romance fans, I would maybe change up a little bit for that. Your icon showing you is also branded, so I really like that the blue is in there and branded. And yeah, your tier images are good. They're nice and standard. They're showing exactly what it is that they're getting. So yeah, I would definitely, just if there is a stronger romance element, bring that in there as well. And again, remember yourself in there. So
that's what I was going to say. Remember yourself, but also, so cheers. You've got early access to serial episodes. Okay. Tell them, like I said, it was like Sib was doing it as well. Tell them exactly what story. If you're doing multiple stories, say early access to serial stories, but then go down and then bold the actual stories that they're getting access to. If it's access to all past stories, just say access to all books, and then like bold all books. But definitely tell them the exact story that they're getting. And again, put a little sentence, bring them in, tell them where they're at. Being short and straight to the point is good for retailers, but with subscriptions, like we said, bring them into a world. Don't just bring them onto a page. I'd say with the about me, this is the one thing, and I don't know if this is just a pet peeve, I don't know Michael's thoughts on it, but if they're at this point, they mostly know who you are. That's a little thing, like I think I put, hi, I'm Shelby Lee, I write book, Shelby Lee, tagline, blah, blah, blah. But here's my subscription. This is my world. This is what you're getting a little bit. And don't make it too long, but they already know who you are if they're at this point. And you don't have to write current, you don't necessarily have to write current projects if it's already on the tiers.
Awesome. That's great feedback. Anna, unfortunately, your link we aren't able to access, but we're going to move on to Melinda's link, which I think you all have. And Anna, if you are able to get your Ream dashboard open and able to share your screen with us, just DM me and we can figure out if we could do a last minute one for you. But let's go, Melinda, right now.
You want to do the words first?
Images first, I can read.
Oh, okay. Just put me on the spot, why don't they? Okay. Okay, Melinda, I am loving this straight away. It definitely pulls you in, epic fantasy. We know that we're going to have some exciting, strong women and hot men. Maybe that's what I'm getting from it. And it, you can see just by looking at the header that, you know, it is, you don't even need to read the words, it is epic fantasy. I feel like you're hiding yourself a little bit in your icon. It feels a little bit closed in. Maybe put a little bit of colour in there as well. I don't know if you can, if that's normal for Patreon or something. But definitely the header definitely draws you in. Again, it is more about the series itself, and it does draw you into the world, in my opinion. So I think that header is great.
Yeah. Tier copy. Again, I probably heard me say this. Just short, quick, to the point. The best thing you can do for your readers in tier descriptions is that sentence, and then tell them what they're getting. But tell them what they're getting in short, like TLDR version. I literally do this in my email newsletters too, is TLDR. Tell them real quick what it is. We don't need to be flowery with our wording in what they're getting. Be flowering in the beginning. Here's what you're getting. Then you're done. I love the tier names, honestly. I was really digging the tier names. That's the type of storytelling that's perfect with tiers. Yeah, I like the about me too a lot. Where are we? Hold on. Just show me here. But yeah, I would say, actually, no, the about me like almost runs as a website for you here. So this actually works. This would be the ideal for a long about me. I don't know if you have a website though, but I just send mine to my website. So yeah, this is actually really cool. I would just say shorten up the copy and bold what the readers are getting.
All right, one final one, everyone. Basically, we had one of the links was from an author who just launched their subscription. So when they sent it to us, it hadn't been launched yet, and they were the third in the chat, so we skipped the fourth, but they launched it just for us to see. I just put the link, send it for everyone in the chat, and subscription. We can do a quick, like, 2-minute tier review of theirs. Super proud of you having the courage to launch your subscription early so we can all look at it together.
Did she just do it?
Just did it. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a round of applause for that one. You pushed the button.
Yes, you pushed the button. Incredible stuff. And now let's look at yours, Anna.
Okay.
I really like the header. One advice I'll just give you, Jasari, is you might want to condense the text, make it more centered, because it'll be tough to view that on mobile. I'll send you an image guide right now in the chat that everyone has for the image dimensions, but it looks beautiful.
It does. It's a really nice color. It draws you in. It tells me that it's romance straight away. Again, with this, don't be afraid to show you. I feel like I'm repeating myself, and I don't want to repeat myself too much, but remember that with these worlds, with these subscriptions, we have these amazing worlds. Don't be afraid to show you in there. I don't just mean as you as a person. I mean you and the worlds that you're creating, because this is what they're here for, the worlds that you're creating. But yeah, it is a good image. It's nice. I like what Michael said. I was going to mention about you probably have it cut off at either side on mobile, and your pretty smiling face definitely welcomes people in as well. So I definitely think that helps as well. So yeah,
I love actually how simple your tier copy is. I think you get like bonus points for that. I think it's great to have very simple, easy to read, easier to purchase on mobile. This is incredible. I first of all, I'm very proud that you all in the chat, you all here with us today, had the courage to share your subscriptions with us and be able to do a little tier review live. That's a cool benefit of virtual. Very tough to do something like that in person, actually. Zoom makes certain activities actually easier than others. And I want to give, of course, a massive thank you to Shelby and Ashley. You two are just incredible. Thank you all for everything you do for our community, leading the branding side of the group. You're on the all-star team, so you help out, moderate the Facebook group and lead it. And you now have the spinoff group for Stark Romance Authors. You guys are all-stars, not only for CUNY, but an incredible presentation today. Thank you so much for watching this session of the Subscriptions for Authors Summit. Now, you may want to learn more about subscriptions. And in that case, I recommend watching all the other sessions in this summit. They're linked down in a playlist below. But I also want to share with you all the other amazing resources we have as part of Subscriptions for Authors. First, we have the Facebook group. You've probably heard it talked a lot about during the summit, but if you're not a part of it yet, you can join totally for free in the link down in the description at facebook.com/subscriptionsforauthors. There's over 2,300 fellow subscription authors in there, and now a bunch of spin-off groups based on specific genres that will help you start and grow your subscription as an author. In addition, we also have, for a very limited time, the founding cohort of the 6-Figure Subscription Author Accelerator. It's the first link down in the comments. It's open till May 31st, and it's an amazing premium course plus group mentorship that me and Amelia have set up. It has over 10 hours of video, and then has 4 group mentorship sessions where you'll be paired with a coach and fellow teammates who will take you through starting and growing your subscription, with the goal of taking you at the beginning of the summit, whether you've started your subscription or not, to then being able to grow your subscription, get your first paid subscribers, and hopefully grow your subscription to the point that one day you can be a 6-figure subscription author. It's a really, really exciting opportunity, and me and Amelia are super excited to share that with you, especially if you're very serious about growing your subscription. It can be a great opportunity if you're a very serious author who wants to go and do that. But if you're maybe not ready for the accelerator, no worries, because we have a lot of other opportunities. A ton of free resources we put online on this very YouTube channel. There's like 30 podcast episodes out, and we have a ton more releasing soon. We have like 10 more films that we're going to be releasing in the coming weeks. In addition, we have a free book called The Subscriptions for Authors Starter Guide, which condenses a lot of the amazing insights you heard today throughout these sessions and gives them in a very streamlined fashion, a step-by-step guide into how you can start your subscription. You can download that book totally for free by signing up for our mailing list at the link in the description. And then lastly, we also have Fireside Chats. I will link down to the playlist of that as well. Those are free webinars that we do about very key topics and subscriptions. So those are really, really fun. I hope y'all enjoy it. Yes, we are dedicated to putting a ton of resources out there for you to have a successful subscription. Not only that, but we also built a platform specifically made for fiction authors to be successful in subscriptions, which is called Ream. You can think about it like the Shopify meets Patreon meets a Facebook group meets Wattpad all in one. But the whole goal is to help you turn your fans into customers of yours directly that pay you monthly. It's a really awesome platform, and you can check it out in the link below in the description as well. Yes, there's a lot of links, there's a lot of things going on, but odds are if you're watching this summit, you want to dive deeper into your subscription, so you want to give you everything in one place. And in fact, if you want to get all of our links in one place, we have the Ream Linktree. That'll be the second link down in the comments. The Ream Linktree literally has everything in there. So if you ever want any information on anything in subscriptions, all of it's in the Linktree, and it's a pretty great place. I'll see y'all soon. Thank you for being a part of this summit. You all the best. Have a great rest of your day. And don't forget, storytellers rule the world.